It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. Steve, great job. We appreciate it. Got an AP alert saying that the Republicans have unveiled a bill to repeal and replace Obamacare. And I thought, you know what? I saw a lot of postings on Facebook that are like comparing it. And I couldn't make sense of it. So I figured let's get Paul Lisnick on, WGN-TV political analyst. Politics Tonight airs at 5:30 and 10, correct, on CLTV?
It does, yes.
And
Paul, I was just going to say, Paul, healthcare is difficult. That's what Donald Trump mentioned about a week or so ago. He said it's very hard to figure out this healthcare thing.
And he said nobody knew it, actually.
Right.
Nobody knew how just complex it was.
Right.
There have been a lot of complaints that I've seen on Facebook. But again, I don't really understand it. So I thought we would talk to you to kind of compare and contrast the old and the new.
Sure. Well, it's difficult to do right now because all you're getting is spin from both sides, right? There isn't a Democrat out there who will say this thing just doesn't tear the healthcare system apart. Republicans a little more split. They're not quite as unified. There are some Republicans who are very concerned from red states, for example, where they have constituents who are on Medicaid and who will in time probably lose that support. So they're worried about reelection. You also have Republicans who are calling this Obama Light or Obama 2.0 because they think if you give any federal help to somebody, well, you're just doing what Obamacare was doing and they don't want that. So Republicans not yet united. So we can pull it apart as you want to, but I just as a general thing, it's not as though anybody's united about this plan right now.
And I know that there are people who are completely for Obamacare. Other people thought it was the worst thing on earth. Having health care through our employer, the premiums went up everywhere. It wasn't just people who used the Affordable Care Act, correct?
Well, yeah. Well, I don't know about everywhere. It's true that it was unreasonable in some places, and I'm sure we all know people with personal experiences about it. But my sense of it always was, and this is unfortunate, where this became and just was political from the get-go, because what President Obama did change, regardless of what happens to Obamacare, is that it is now in the American conscious that health care has become a right. Now, you won't hear everybody agree with that, but I mean, whereas before it was sort of a, well, you know, health care is there, you should have it or not. Now, I think more Americans than not say we actually have a right to have that available to us. So he did change that, and I think he changed that forever. But because it became so political, whereas Obamacare itself clearly needed fixes. I mean, you're right, Wendy. There were, you know, the premiums were going up and you couldn't get the doctor that you wanted to keep your doctor. And there were things that just didn't happen. But rather than working together to fix it, this mantra of dump it all out has created the problem that we're in now. And we can talk about specifics, but as you look about the changes that are coming, I don't think there's any question that there will be fewer people covered under this new plan than are currently covered under Obamacare.
Paul, correct or incorrect, the biggest fault under the old affordable health care was that the way it was structured, the people that were buying into it were the people who needed health care the most, whereas younger people, more healthy people weren't really buying into it. So the balance that needed to be for this to exist properly just didn't ever happen, right?
Well, yes, but that's what Obamacare was sort of trying to, and I'm not taking a position on it, I'm just trying to explain.
Yeah.
But that's what Obamacare was trying to compensate for. That was the whole idea of this individual mandate for young people who said, hey, look, I'm, you know, 30, I'm 35, I'm healthy, I don't need this stuff, I'm not going to have any kind of health care. Mm-hmm. The problem with the system was that if they didn't buy health care, it was the older folks, like you two, it was the older folks.
Thanks, by the way.
I didn't want to include myself in that. but it was the older folk who would buy health care because, you know, we have stuff going on.
Sure.
And so that's where the penalty came from. Because saying, look, young, healthy person, if you're not going to buy health care, you need to pay a penalty because we need you in the system. If we don't keep the younger, healthier people in the system who aren't going to use the system right now, the old folks who are using the system are going to bankrupt it. And that's kind of where it's been going. So under this new plan, by the way, the mandates are gone. Because what they're saying is, hey, if you don't want health care, you don't have to have it. But what they are also saying is, but don't think, and the example that some Republicans have used, you can't have your house burning down and then call the insurance agent and get fire insurance while it's burning. So the thought is, if you think you're going to get health care coverage when you get ill, that's not going to happen. So basically, you know, what they're saying is you better buy it, because if you don't and you get sick down the line, you're probably in trouble. And they're adding in 30% premiums on top of it if you're going to try and buy your way in. I'll tell you something else that's more important, or as important. What they are keeping Everybody wants all my pre-existing conditions. Republicans keep that in. What about my kids? They got to stay with me till they're 26. Going to keep that in. What about lifetime caps? I can't have my insurance, you know, blow up on me after $1 million. Don't worry. Lifetime. They're keeping all of that great stuff from Obamacare. But what they've eliminated is the way to pay for it. So you might say, oh, well, how are they? In fact, Wendy, do you know how they plan to pay for it?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, neither do I.
A bake sale?
That's not a bad idea.
All right.
That's not a bad idea. Like, little heart cookies or something.
Yeah.
The truth is, it's not in the plan. They're not telling us how to pay for it. And this, essentially, they're not quite sure how to do it yet. But the system is not sustainable when all you're doing is they do have some penalties. There's little things in there like, you know, if you try and buy it now or if you they say there's a lot of people who are buying health insurance for 9 months, then dropping it and getting 3 months of COBRA, which they say is free, which I've had COBRA in my life. It was never free.
It's more expensive usually than your regular health insurance.
Yeah. But these are folks who probably don't maybe know what they're talking about. So the theory was that people are getting free insurance for a while, then buying back into it, and then waiting till they get sick. They just have this whole conspiracy thing going on of what, I mean, it really makes you feel terrible as an American if we're all doing what they said we were doing. I'm not sure we were. And there's some fraud everywhere, right? But anyway, so we don't quite know what the pay for is here. The plan is going forward with hearings before it's been scored by the Congressional Budget Committee. The scoring would tell you exactly what it's going to cost, how is this supposed to get paid for, who's not going to get covered. So what you're getting is a lot of speculation from experts right now who can kind of look at the dynamics and kind of see where it's going.
All right. So from my understanding, from what you said, it will not be mandatory anymore. It's not illegal if you do not choose to have your own health insurance.
Well, and it was never illegal per se. But you did have to pay. You were supposed to pay a penalty, and that penalty was increasing because they needed you to buy insurance. That's going away. Right. What they're replacing it with are tax credits. Now, this gets a little confusing because what used to be based on what used to be based on income is now going to be based on kind of a combination of age and income. And this gets a little bit into the weeds maybe for the time we have right now. But the bottom line is, if you're an older person, you actually get more credit. I think it's $4,000 a year towards your health insurance. Although, show me what older person who has health issues can get insurance for $4,000 a year. So it's this health credit thing, keeping savings plans. And then you have to say, well, what about the folks who don't have means? I mean, really poor people who can't afford any of that. Well, they get government subsidies. That's one of the Obamacare light complaints. You're still giving poor people subsidies, and we don't want to, they don't want to do that is what they're saying. And those kind of all phase out between 2018 and 2020. Those are not random years. What happens in 20 when the first set of subsidies begin to phase out at the end of 2018? What will we have just lived through?
Another election.
Right. And the next phase, the part that really puts all the burden for Medicaid on the governors of individual states, who will then be stuck saying, we don't have this money and you're not giving it to us, so now we have to cut Medicaid and they're going to have to own it. That's going to be at the end of 2020. What magically happens in November of that year? Presidential election.
Yeah.
I mean, these are not random dates that stuff gets phased out. Now, in fairness, the Democrats did the same thing. The Democrats had some provisions that were phasing in after their midterm elections, and they took a shellacking. So, it's not that it necessarily protects the Republicans. I think when there may be people around the country, is it millions? We don't know yet, but who had insurance and no longer have it and lose it, I wouldn't want to be the incumbent in that particular district running for reelection if I voted to get rid of Obamacare and replace it.
Yeah.
WGN-TV political analyst Paul Liznick on the line with us. All right, here, I guess, is my big question. A bunch of people are texting in right now. My family premiums went from $900 per month to $2,500 per month. I'm a self-employed businessman, and my medical costs went from $600 to $1,500 per month because of Obamacare. Is this going to change under the new plan?
Republicans would, and by the way, I'm not going to deny that. That's why I said Obamacare needed to be fixed. There were problems. President Obama would tell you there were problems.
Yes, and he did, I think.
He did, but he couldn't get anybody to work with them. The answer to that question, if you went to a Republican and said, "Is this going to be fixed?" They're going to tell you, "Yes, it will." Why? Because we're creating more competition. Because you're going to be buying insurance across state lines. So they see this growth in competition that they believe is going to lower premiums. It's not my take on the plan. My take on the plan is because you still won't have healthy people buying in, and now you won't make them pay any kind of penalty for not doing so. You still have the older, more needy folks of such a plan paying in. I'm not sure how that does anything except increase premiums. It's going to take a little while until we see how it plays out, but I'd be honest, it's not about being a mathematician. I'm not. It's just logic to me.
So some of these people who are paying such exorbitant increases now maybe even paying higher prices.
I mean, there may be some kind of short-term, you know, reduction just because it's maybe part of the way this thing gets marketed up front. I mean, because when you remove the, you know, the pain of removing the mandate, so to speak, doesn't get felt for a couple of years, right? I mean, it doesn't get felt immediately. So who knows? Maybe you'll have a good year of premiums and say, yeah, this Trump care thing, which is probably what it'll ultimately get called, you know, is working for me. But I think within a few years, you're going to see a turnaround, and then somehow Republicans will say, well, actually, that's Obama somehow. That he really made that happen in the future, but I just don't see how this replacement plan is going to fix it. I really think the answer would have been work with the plan you got and make some fixes to it because it needed fixes. But throwing the whole thing out and replacing it with some of these other you know, tax credit programs, I'm not sure is the answer for at least for many people who are of financial need and don't have the resources that some do. By the way, the bill also has a tax break in there for the heads of health insurance companies.
Oh, good.
So yeah,
we were concerned about that.
I was very worried that they might not get a tax break.
Thank
if they're
going
to run a company.
So they just deserve
you can,
it.
You can Wendy can sleep better at night knowing that.
You know, I'm thinking about. Like completely destroying it and starting from scratch just seems so pointless. I mean, likening it to writing a term paper or something, it's easier to copy and paste or delete some things than it is to rip it up and start from scratch.
Well, yeah, but that's the political piece. I mean, in other words, Republicans, I mean, look, I'm sorry, I hate to take you back 8 years, 9 years, but, you know, Mitch McConnell, when Barack Obama first won, he's going to be a one-term president. We will not work with him. And they were obstructionists for 8 years. Now, you may have supported that. You know, I just find it interesting now that McConnell complains when Democrats talk about it, trying, they can't really do anything, but when they try and obstruct in the way of getting rid of Obamacare, he just calls them, they're nothing but obstructionists and they're just getting in the way. And you just want to, seriously, dude? Where were you for the last 8 years that you created that policy for Republicans? So I think that's frustration. And as I say this again, I'm neutral on the air. I mean, I mean that as a neutral comment. It's sort of the Rodney King. Why can't we all just get along? I mean, healthcare is important for everybody. I mean, I had some surgery a few months ago. You know, we all have these issues. And to think that we're part of a political ball game in trying to determine when we're dealing with our health. It's bothersome to me.
Paul, do you remember that guy who had a moment or two with Paul Ryan where he explained how he was a hardcore right winger who did not like Obamacare whatsoever, and then he had a horrible diagnosis and he said, without Obamacare, I'd be dead. It's just that simple. Remember that guy?
Absolutely. And you've had several of those showing up to town halls, several of whom have gotten up and just said, without Obamacare, I would not be living. And of course, you got the answer from Paul Ryan. I did see that CNN town hall and other instances where they kind of take, you know, they start out. And here's what you have to listen for. What you'll hear the Paul Ryans of the world say, I'm not judging it, I'm just telling you, whenever they're asked a question about will we be insured, will we have our health care, you will not get a yes or no answer. The answer is going to be, absolutely, more people will have access to health care.
Right.
That's the little linguistic trick that people need to be aware of. Access to health care. Listen, if I make no money, I still have access to health care. I just can't afford it.
Yeah.
So it's this, more people will have access to affordable coverage is the way they word that. Whereas under Obamacare, you were guaranteed that you would get coverage at a level that you could afford because it depended on your income.
That's
level.
A huge difference.
It is.
Yeah. But Jason Chaffetz, Congressman Chaffetz, you know, he's the one that's sort of not investigating the whole Russian thing. he said this morning, and I think, how do you argue with this? Why are people of need spending money on new iPhones when they could be spending it on health care? I think that taps into, I don't know what that taps into.
I've paid for health care ever since I was off my mom's policy, which back then was 21.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because really, you have one catastrophic thing and you're done financially.
Well, that's, sure. And you know, here's the thing. Until people experience something, right? It's just like anything else, right? Until it's sort of like, you know, same-sex marriage or something like that. I mean, I know a lot of people who are against same-sex marriage until they actually met some gay people, went to a wedding and went, oh, I don't have a problem with this.
Right.
So the same thing with healthcare. If you don't have any need and you're doing great, get rid of that system. We don't need these. That's the government. When you need it and all of a sudden you're going, excuse me, like the guy at the town hall, I'm going to die without it. So that's why, and just in case anybody misunderstood me, I was being sarcastic when you had Chaffetz say something like, don't buy a cell phone, buy healthcare. He did, by the way, that was on CNN. Later on Fox, he walked that back, realizing it probably wasn't the smartest way to word things.
All right. We appreciate you making sense of this.
Did I really make sense?
Yeah, I think you made sense of it.
Right.
Yeah.
But so final question before we let you go. This will be voted on Wednesday.
Well,
tomorrow?
No. It's a process starting. So there's lots of negotiating to be begun. It's got to go to committees, and this is the whole process. So the bill, even as it exists right now, will not be the ultimate bill because they're going to have to address various congressmen, various senators' concerns about things. So we're going to see it change. But on the other hand, it is getting a bit of a blessing from the White House because President Trump said, you know, he referred to it as our plan, not their plan. So right there, it's suggesting he's on board with it. And then secondly, going on to talk about that, it's great. He's so impressed with it. That doesn't mean that won't change tomorrow, but that's where he stood on it today. So no, there's negotiation yet to go on if they're going to get the people on board they need to get on board.
All right. Well, we'd love to talk to you again when and if this gets passed to find out, because then I'm wondering about people with the Obamacare right now. When does their coverage lapse and then the new one takes effect? We have more questions coming your way as this develops, so we appreciate it.
It's a work in progress, as we all are, aren't we?
We sure are, yes. Paul. Well said. Very poetically said. Thank you, Paul.
Thanks,
have
Paul.
A good week.
I have more poetry for you.
Love it.
Thank you.
It's Paul Liznick, our friend from, of course, WGN and CLTV. We'll take a little bit of a break and then find out what Rowan and Anna have in a little while. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.